You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
What did your principal look like in St. Louis growing up? Do you remember your high school
very
principal?
Very large.
Middle school principal. Yeah, older?
Yeah. Well, all the principals were older. That was a young principal. It was somebody who was a freshman in college. They came in there.
That's not what I mean.
Look, honestly, I'm going to be serious. And this is, I'm not lying about this.
Yeah.
I was in St. Louis public school, obviously.
Yeah.
When I grew up in high school, all of the principal, there were four men. There were principals, mm-hmm. or principal, assistant principal, whatever. They all smelled like cigarette smoke, and they were overweight.
Yeah.
And one time, we even walked in the office, and there was a bottle of booze in one of the principal's office.
This explains a lot about your education and where you're at today.
I don't know if he confiscated it from somebody's locker or it was his. Why do you ask about my principals?
Well, principals these days are a little different. I got to say, I remember like the plaid short sleeve, pen in the pocket, coffee breath, like a larger old man principal. My son, his middle school principal, hot principal.
Oh, really?
I was doing the car line pickup. And even with the mask on, Cash and a couple of his friends, I give them rides home, got in the car. And I said, who's that over there? Is that a teacher? Cash goes, that's the new principal. And I was like, what?
Oh, this sounds like a Lifetime movie.
And so the whole drive, the whole drive home.
My son's new principal.
Yeah. So now every time I pull into the car line, I go really slow. And then I ask Cash questions like, do you think he's trained in CPR?
Oh,
can you get me a school pic? Today when you go in, tell him I said hi. And then I also told Ty the other day, what if when I pick up Cash from school today, if I fake having like car trouble? Like right in front of him, like my van shut off and I'm like, oh no, what's going on? I can't seem to. And then I also told Cash this. I go, hey, dude, could you get in trouble more? Like, could you get sent to the principal's office?
What,
like,
what mom asked that?
like, just get in. Just
so you have to talk to him.
So I, you know, or so maybe I have even to get his, called into the
like
office.
His number so you could call him.
Causes
now, did your husband know about all of these conversations?
Trouble. I've been telling him. I go, this is shocking. Cash has, like, a good-looking principal. I mean, it's.
All right, so describe him. Without noises.
Okay.
Without noises. Like what are we dealing with
here?
Can
we put like a Boys to Men background music on?
Here, hang on.
Okay. He's physically fit. And I've got a thing about khakis. And his are very nice. Mm-hmm. And normally khakis aren't very complimentary, you know, Jason Alexander from Seinfeld khakis. No.
They're not pleated khakis.
They're not pleated.
Okay.
He dresses so nice. Even with the mask on, I can tell he's good looking. He's young and he's so approachable and nice. Like he waves and he's like, have a good day. And
yeah.
I found myself too. Like usually it's just like, you know, sweatshirt and yoga pants. Now when I do the pickup, you know, I try to like waist up.
Uh-huh. Cause you're sitting down in the minivan.
Throw some tinted moisturizer on and I'm kind of like, hey.
Yeah.
That's, in my minivan.
Hey, I know that you're not making this awkward for your son at all. Much less your husband.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to get in trouble, Mom, please. The other day I was like waving really by and he's like, could you please stop?
This actually might work for your kid not getting in trouble. So this is actually, I honestly, at first I thought this was really bad, but this might be a good scenario, Lindsay. I'm going to high five you on this. He is never going to want to be around the principal
Hot
ever
principal
again.
Problems, man.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.